Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, historic day in Hollywood. People are reeling in this industry, really. I'm obviously alluding to Disney's acquisition of most of Fox, not the news channel, not the TV channel, Fox Broadcasting, but the film studio, the TV studio, Fox Searchlight, a whole lot of stuff. This is Disney's move to establish itself in the new world of streaming. You know, this deal is being called a Netflix killer. That's what Disney wants to do.
Yeah, and I think this gives them a big shot in the arm in competing with these tech giants. They've just added, you know, 50-something billion dollars worth of assets, including cable networks like FX and Nat Geo and key library titles. I mean, they've got the entire Fox library now. That's going to be an effective tool to put together a streaming service that is going to have an offering potentially greater than Netflix from the get-go.
Yeah, so Disney has said it wants to start streaming services, and of course Netflix has a big head start in that regard, but Disney has one streaming services will be Lucasfilm, Pixar, Marvel. I mean, that's very compelling content that they can put together, and I'm sure they'll have something for kids. And there's been a certain amount of concern, of course, in the movie business about the fact that Disney puts out far fewer movies than Fox does, and Fox puts out more general entertainment, not live-action animated, you know, superhero movies. Disney's thing is movies that can sell merchandise, movies that work across platforms. Fox has just made standalone movies this year at Searchlight, in particular, Shape of Water and The Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. These are awards contenders. But the hope would be, I guess, that Disney will want these, even though they've shown pretty much no interest in this in recent years, because they'll want a streaming service that does compete with Netflix, that maybe John Landgraf of FX can oversee, where there will be adult content and movies can be supplied to that or released theatrically. It's very murky now. I think one thing that's clear, though, is it's very scary because there's going to be a lot of people losing their jobs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and let's be clear, Fox does have franchises. I mean, they do the X-Men movies, they have Planet of the Apes. I mean, think about what Disney could do with the Simpsons franchise. I mean, that is a giant asset that Disney can now exploit through all of its different channels.
Right. And the X-Men brings back, you know, into the Marvel universe. They have Fantastic Four, which has been a problem for Fox. They have Avatar, and Disney's already built Avatar stuff at their theme park. So, yes, there is that kind of stuff that Fox has. But what distinguishes Fox from everybody else competing in that space is that they do this other stuff as well.
Right. And even on the superhero side, I mean, they made Deadpool an R-rated superhero movie. I'm not sure Disney would have done that, although they say that Deadpool will continue to be rated R. The question going forward is, what is going to happen to all of these people that work at Fox? I mean, thousands of employees, and going from the very top, the top executives are uncertain. Stacy Snyder at the film studio, what role is she going to have when now Fox is essentially going to become a label under the Disney banner? You know, what about on the TV side? Dana Walden, who runs the television studio, what role will there be for her? There's a lot of questions still to be sorted out.
Yeah, a lot of questions, a lot of rumors. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.